are live. What's up, George? What's going on in the House of Craze tonight?
In the House of Craze tonight, we are live with a guest, Marcel Dupree. He's going to be talking about his book, La Fay, on Kickstarter. That is coming up next.
Let's get it.
Show for independence all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Cast the Craze is the place to promote to your fans with the dream of Medina and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your meds, listen to us on the go. Updated every week, we never miss a day. Join the squad, come on in, it's time to cast the Craze. If you are an independent,
cast the Craze!
Making moves on your own,
cast the Craze!
On your grind in the streets,
cast the Craze!
Join the movement,
cast the Craze!
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now. Now you want to do it. Catch the Craze. Welcome to Catch the Craze Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Sam the Crazy Man, Vera, and I am with
George the Dreamer, Medina. What's happening, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Catch the Craze. It is Tuesday, June 14th, and we are live tonight. It is 8 p.m. here in the East Coast. We have a guest on tonight, Marcel Dupree. He's got a book called La Fay. For those of you who don't know, you know, obviously this is a character from King Arthur's time. And he's got a book. We're going to talk to him about that. We're going to talk to him about his inspiration, why La Fay. We're going to be talking to him about his Kickstarter and what's going on with that. He's killing it. He's killing it, crushing it. Yes. If you guys haven't done so yet, please subscribe to the channel. Give us a like, comment, hit that button, hit that bell also.
Bell.
So you know when we are live. We are usually live on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. usually. Right. Sometimes at 7, you know, we go crazy. And then obviously we have our morning show on Thursdays. The Morning Brew with the Crazy Crew. We have some exciting new things coming for the Morning Brew in the next few months that we will be announcing. We're talking behind the scenes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so please do that. Please do that. And we just fresh off of recording a show for Friday with a couple of very, very good guests.
So yeah.
You guys are going to enjoy that one on Friday. But Sammy, ¿qué pasó? What's going on, my brother?
¿Qué pasó, muchacho? Well, you know, I've today spent most of the afternoon bagging and boarding books. I bagged and boarded 200 books because I'm getting ready to go to the Dallas Fan Expo. So I'll be there in booth number 1409 in Artist Alley. So if you're going to be there, check me out there. Get that out of there. Bang. Yeah, so I'll be there in Artist Alley getting ready to rock out. Look for the banner that says, there's an alien on my toilet, or look for the actual alien that's coming out of the toilet on display.
Nice.
So I'm getting to rock out there. Also, let's see. What do we got?
What do you got? What do you got?
Ah, Aurelis. She says,
I should be at
the expo. Welcome, Aurelis. All right, looking forward to it. If you backed There's an Alien in My Toilet on Kickstarter, and you're going to be at the expo, come and see me at my table. I'll have a special gift just for you. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you know, at this point, you should know that I'm talking about Deuterius Uranius. His name is Deuty. He's from Uranus. And so today is actually the 14th day of the campaign. And so we have two more weeks to go.
Two more weeks.
Yeah. So remember, this is issue number 2. And in this series, there's also an activity book, there's a coloring book, there's the trading card set, there's graphic tees, there's a whole lot of stuff. Not only that, but there's also the comic book for kids. So You can, if you love to support charities and you want to support kids in hospitals and put a little smile on their face, there's an add-on where you can send 6 books to the organization Comic Book for Kids, and it goes directly to the kids in hospitals. So that's a tier as well. But for you podcasters and indie comic book creators, you want to promote your podcast, or you want to promote your book, your Kickstarter, whatever it is, I'm offering a deal of a century on this campaign, because another podcaster asked me if I had such a thing. So I created it. And so an indie creator and a podcaster both actually got the bundle. So if you go to, the sponsorship section of the website, it says for a month of ads, it's $150. For 1 week is $35. Well, I'm giving you a month for the $35 on this Kickstarter. So boom, if you go to the Kickstarter, you can get issue number 2 of Disney in My Toilet with the trading cards. Plus, you'll get 4 episodes where you're a sponsor of Cast a Craze. That comes with your links, directing traffic to you, official sponsor of the show on all our social media posts, once a week for a month. That's a steal, Remington steal. So I did a great, great opportunity. Get it was hot because there's only 14 days left of this. That deal will never happen again. But yeah, so that's also there. So got the Kickstarter, got the Dallas Fan Expo, and the show. So just been busy.
Yeah, no, good stuff. Are you chewing gum, sir?
No, absolutely not.
Well, what kind of fun professional things are we doing here? And did you swallow it?
Call HR.
Yeah, we're gonna have to call HR.
Call HR.
This is unbelievable. Peggy. My man is chewing gum on the air, like he's hanging out of the bar. Like, what's going on here?
Big red freshness. Let's write through it. Your fresh breath goes on and on. Why did you chew it?
Wow. Okay, yo, what happened to the jingles? I always say this. What happened to the jingles, bro? You know what I noticed, dude, on TV? Yeah. I don't know if it's everywhere, but here in New York, if I'm watching whatever I'm watching, there's always some kind of drug they're trying to push on you, bro.
All the time.
All the time. They're always time. Like, it used to be where, you used to just, like, you were just singing the commercial. Maybe they're promoting coffee, whatever. Yo, bro, it's either that, they're telling you a car, they're selling you, like, it's, but the drugs, dude. Like, there, do you feel like you have this
on television right now?
Bro.
It's trying to get you addicted, because Big Pharma, it's a big business for them. Uh-oh. So they're trying to get you addicted. Or they're trying to scare you, saying that the world is going crazy. And now the big thing right now, the big thing is the Great Depression that's coming in a couple months. Ooh. And that, your bank accounts are going to be cleaned out and all this other. It's crazy. So it's this fear thing. But if you look at it, I think I saw a statistic on that. It said that 80% of the information, the commercials, are bought by Big Pharma.
Yeah, well, listen,
crazy.
Somebody's doing a very good job there, because that's,
and every single one of these meds that they're offering you give you diarrhea, make
something
fall off,
anal leakage. I mean, there's all kinds. Hey, I'm just saying, I used the term, the medical term. You talk about diarrhea, and then I say that, and you're like, what? How dare you?
Call the drip. Where's George? I think he's hiding in the closet. How do you know? Follow the drip.
I'm just saying. We're saying the same thing. We're saying the same thing. But if you haven't, I don't even know how to segue from that. Follow the drip. I have no idea. I don't even know. I don't know where we go. Follow us on Instagram. I have no idea.
There you go. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the show.
Right?
It'll go a long way for helping us prevent anal leakage. If we need to get a Depends, we can get a Depends.
But we can afford it. We can afford it, right?
Absolutely. And we grow, the indie community grows.
Yes.
So subscribe to Cast a Craze today.
Yes. And speaking about affording things, so as of, I think by, it's usually 2 weeks. So by tomorrow, I should get an email from Kickstarter. Word. Saying that the funds have been released. And as soon as that happens, I am going to be sending out orders for printing the books, the prints, all that fun stuff. So please make sure that if you haven't done so yet, I've sent a bunch of surveys out to you guys, and a lot of you have already responded, more than half, which is good. And just need the rest of you guys to send those things back. Oh, you went away for a sec. Send those things back. We are over about, I don't know, 70-something percent of you guys have done so already. So make sure you send them, because I'm going to need addresses to send you your books. Without those things, you know, Sam, like you said, you get stuck with these books and you don't know where to send them because you don't have an address. So please do that. Make sure you get that out as soon as possible. And hopefully by, you know, the middle of July, you'll get all of your stuff. So
word. Yes.
That's where we're at with the Adventures of the Duck. Again, thank you so much for the pledge. You know what I mean?
Yes. And I forgot to add that little caveat. What? So there are people who won't refuse to go to Kickstarter. There are people who refuse to go to Indiegogo.
Oh, I thought you were. Oh, okay. Go ahead. I thought you were going to do that at the end there. Go ahead.
No. So I just want to remind everybody at the end of this campaign, which ends on the 30th of June, I'll be launching an Indiegogo campaign for 2 weeks for those who refuse to come to Kickstarter, where both issues 1 and 2 will be available on Indiegogo. It'll run for 2 weeks. And everything that's available, duty wise, will be available on the Indiegogo. Duty wise, right? A little duty goes a long way. So,
what are we saying? What are we doing?
Wow. What are we doing? Oh, that's crazy. So, So that's that. And don't forget today's only Tuesday, right? Oh, so Thursday morning, don't forget to join us for the morning brew with the crazy crew, as we will be continuing the conversation that was started on the Crazy Tell Less, which is giving flowers. And then we'll also be talking about, pop culture trends and what's happening in the comic book industry and much, much more, and chatting with you live. So we usually have a lively crew on the morning brew. So we look forward to talking to you on Thursday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right? Yes.
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 So 9 a.m. Eastern
Standard Time. 9 a.m. Yes. 8 a.m.
for me. 8 a.m. your time. Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been joining me on my daily live drawers online. I had to put it on pause because I've been packing and getting ready for the expo this Friday. Actually, Thursday, I have to go to the event center and set up my booth. But it goes Friday through Sunday. So I'll be doing the live drawers starting again next week. But as I put it on pause for the rest of the week.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, man, that expo, bro. Let's see how it goes. There's another one at the end of the month, right? Or in the fall, is it? When do they do
A fan expo in October. It's not as big as this one. This one's the biggest one. Yeah. 80,000. I think the one in October is about 25,000,
30,000. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's because around that time you got New York Comic Con, you got a few things going on across the country.
Yeah, New York Comic Con. Yeah, that's in October. Usually the first or second week, they move it around. It's never like a specific date or whatever. Yeah. Unlike the San Diego Comic Con, that's pretty much, you know, when that's going to be.
Every year.
Every year, bro. We got to get back there. We got to get back there eventually.
Yeah, next year. That's what I want. I want to go to San Diego Comic Con next year. I want to try to do Dragon Con, Mega Con, and San Diego Comic Con. Those are the three on my list for next year.
Yeah, I definitely want to do Mega Con. Dragon Con, yo, that con is expensive, bro.
Spency, bro.
Eesh. ATL, what's up, man? That thing dinero. Is expensive, bro. Holy cow. Yeah. But yeah, my brother. So a lot of things going on. You know, you got that going on. I'm feeling, you know, getting ready to fulfill this campaign. The show is happening. Yes, we are on the road to 1,000. And we are planning some big stuff for number 1,000 subscribers. Once we hit the 1,000 subscriber mark, we are more than halfway there. 602, I think we're at right now.
602 right now. Yes. So when we hit the 1,000 subscribers, we're gonna throw a big ass party. raffles and trip. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. Special guests. It'll be dope.
That's right.
Yeah. So if you thought when we first, I think it was when we hit 300, we had a really good 300 party.
Yeah, that was good. That was fun.
That one was good. We're gonna save the party when we get to 1,000. So that one's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, that one's gonna be fun, man.
Yeah. So I think it's about time we're gonna hit a commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna bring in our guest Marcel Dupree, and we're gonna be talking about La Fay, which just like killed it on Kickstarter, and we're gonna talk all about it. Yeah. So with that said, just want to remind you, if you want to sponsor an episode of Catch a Craze, here's how you do it.
Do you have a Kickstarter campaign and you're trying to figure out how to get the word out? You look online and you see the competition is fierce. Comic-Cons are slowly coming back, but in the meantime, how do you spread the word? worked for hours creating your campaign. You post on as many social media sites as possible, trying to get the word out to no avail. Well, look no further. Why not sponsor an episode of Cast the Craze Podcast, the fastest growing indie podcast in the market today? That 30-second promo can get you an extra 2 to 3 backers or more. Who knows? Let's go. Hit the link below and get one step closer to a successful campaign.
Hello, sir. Welcome to Cast the Craze.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Marcel, am I saying your name correctly? Marcel?
Man, I just messed up. Hey.
That's all good.
Hey.
Yeah, no, am I pronouncing your name correctly? All right, perfect, perfect. Yeah, I was wondering if it was Marcel or Marcel.
Yeah,
but welcome to Catch the Craze. Yeah, you're good. You're coming in good. Yes, sir. So how are you doing? How are things?
Things are going pretty well. Trying to get the word out about LaFay. So thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. And for those who maybe don't know who Marcel Dupre is, please, just introduce yourself to the audience. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. I'm a comic writer and publisher out of San Diego, California. I've been making comics for about 6 years. I mainly write with a writing partner, Joshua Metzger. We write several titles, LaFay, Babylon Working, Freaky Tales. We like to tell stories that focus on character, mainly women characters. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Awesome. And now I know that you do the writing and you created the story. What got you into writing? What was it about, you know, writing, and not just writing, but writing comics specifically?
Well, okay, I've always been into comics. Well, since the age of 8, and I always wanted to be a writer, so I decided that comics would be the best way to do it, because you get to collaborate with cool people while getting out the stories that you want to tell.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, that's cool, man. So tell us a little bit about, you know, why LaFay? Why that character? What drove you to writing a story about her specifically?
All right, I'm into noir comics and noir movies, so I want to do a noir story, but I didn't want to do a typical one, so I wanted to add its fantasy elements. So I was watching Lost Girl, which was a show that used to be on Sci-Fi, which was like an urban fantasy detective story, and I was watching Merlin, the NBC series that came out many, many years ago, mm-hmm. and Morgan LeFay seemed like an interesting character, so I was like, if I do a detective fantasy story, I should make her the main character, and to make it interesting, I'll take away her powers. So she's working to get her powers back, give her a goal of get her powers back, and just explore that world in a modern setting.
That's awesome. You know, and you chose that character specifically. You know, you said you were watching Merlin. What gravitated you towards Morgan out of all the characters in that lore? What was it about that character that kind of made you want to write that story about her specifically?
She's not really touched upon much in the comics, and she's mm-hmm. very interesting because she's not really a bad person. She's out for herself, and mm-hmm. so when you're out for yourself, that could lead you give you opportunity to tell tons of good stories with a character that's out for themselves, but not necessarily trying to be bad, just doing what they think is best for them and for those around them.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting take, man.
That character gives you tons of story. Thanks.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And I see, you know, the pages on your Kickstarter, they're incredible. I mean, beautiful, beautiful pages. I know that you enlisted the art stylings of Miguel Angel Ruiz. Tell us a little bit about how you guys kind of connected and how you met your artist and started this project.
Okay, well, he's like the third artist we tried to work with for LaFay. Every artist we had before would back out. They liked the concept, and once they read the script, they're like, okay, this is kind of hardcore. I don't know if I can handle it. I found him on Facebook one day. I told him the concept, sent him the script. He loves it. And that's how we started working together. He's a valuable asset to the team. Mm-hmm. He contributes story ideas. He gives opinion about pacing. He also shopped the books to publishers in Europe. So we got 3 publisher deals in Europe right now because of him.
Nice. Awesome. Awesome. And the company that you are linked with, Evolution Publishing, is that one of the ones out there, or is that something that you kind of created and put together here in the States?
That's what I created and put together here. I wanted to call it Evolution, but it was already taken. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was working with a bunch of Italian artists. Mm-hmm. So I decided to just go with the Italian version of that.
Fantastic. And then tell us how you linked up with Inked.
Kevin hit me up. He, it was one of my projects, Galaxy Airs. He thought it was cool. He thought it could do better on Kickstarter because it wasn't really doing that well. So he hit me up, showed me some of the campaigns that they've done. I talked to another creator that he worked with, Justin Gray. He told me that he had a good experience with them. And so I decided to just pull the trigger and collaborate with them, see how it would go.
Nice. So we're going to pull this up. So walk us through the campaign. What? How long is this trailer?
It's, I think, 41 seconds.
All right. So hold on a second. I want to play it. Hold on.
Very nice, man. Very nice. Yes. So walk us through the campaign, Dave Marcel. What do we got here?
Okay. So we have what people are saying about LeFay, a couple of reviews. And then we go down to the story, explaining what the story is, which is basically Morgan. She was queen of LeFay. She decided that her powers weren't enough, so she went after Merlin's powers. Merlin beat her up, put her to sleep, and then she was woken up by the 3 moons, which are 3 witches that have their own ulterior motives to waking her up. They said, if you work for us, we'll help you get your powers back. So yeah, we got that, and then we have like a preview of the book. You can read like the first 10 pages to get a feel for the series, to see if it's something you're interested in.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's beautifully done.
Yeah. Now Miguel does all of it, Marcel. He does all the pencils, inks, colors, all of it. Okay.
Oh no, the colors are done by Vittorio A. Stone.
Okay.
Yeah. So Miguel does the pencils and inks. Vittorio does the colors. Letters are Marco De La Varde.
Yeah. No, they complement each other very well, man. Everything is really, really well.
Yeah. So talk about your vetting process for your colorists. I mean, how many colors did you vet, and what made you land on this one?
Vittorio was my go-to. I worked with Vittorio before on a book. He was the artist and the colorist. Right. But I didn't think he was right to draw this book. But I loved his colors. And so I just teamed up with Miguel, asked him to do a test page. Miguel checked it out. He thought it was cool. So that's how we partnered them up together. We have a group chat where we Everyone submits, well, Miguel submits the layouts. We all talk about the layouts. And he submits the pencils. We talk about that. He submits the inks. We talk about that. Victoria submits the colors. We all talk about that as a group. We nitpick at every part of the process to make sure that we're giving you all the best product possible.
Nice.
Yeah, this looks great, man. Talk to me a little bit about the design for the characters. Like, we all know, okay, so we Merlin, you know, obviously, and Morgan, like, these are characters that are known. So
yeah,
who did you collaborate with Miguel when you were coming up with the look for the new Merlin, or for your version of Merlin, for your version of Morgan? What was that collaboration like?
For Lefay, for Morgan, I wanted someone I knew. I wanted her to be chubby because it fits with the story. She's kind of depressed over losing her power, so she gained weight over the time. But Miguel is in the punk rock, so he came with the punk rock shirt with the clash symbol on there. And for the other designs, we just let Miguel go free.
Okay.
Joshua had his input. The three moons are like something Joshua really wanted to handle. And then one of the three moons, I said to give her dark skin. Yeah, it was mostly just Miguel.
Got it.
We let Miguel run wild, and he killed it. And this has a backup story, a 20-page backup story by Carola Borelli and Agnes Poza. The backup story is a little more about the three moons, gives you a little bit more about their origins and motives to set up what's to happen down the road in the story.
Right.
And Carola did like an ink wash to her art.
Yeah, looks good.
Thanks.
And then these are the rewards, right? So you're it's 145 pages, the graphic novel. Yeah. And you can obviously get the book. It's what it now. Are you shipping internationally at all, or is it all just
US? International and domestic. We ship everywhere. Wow.
Nice.
So yeah, we give you a PDF. We had an early bird special that sold out within hours. We have a deluxe PDF that gives you the script as well as some of the line art, so you can see how things differ from script to final product. And you get the book and the PDF for $30. The book and the pinup if you missed the early bird special. And you get the Headwind variant cover, which I think is awesome. Yeah. It wasn't supposed to be a cover. It was just supposed to be a poster. Then we changed it.
That which one is that?
Then
one?
We have all.
It's called.
It was the Headwind variant poster, a variant cover. Yeah, that one, the Warp Pendragon. It was supposed to just be a poster, but I loved the cover. I loved it so much I made a cover. Okay. Then my favorite reward is Knights of the Round Table. Knights of the Round Table is an oversized hardcover. It's a black and white version of the book, so you get to see the line art. So if you're an art junkie, that's which I am. You get a hardcover, oversized hardcover.
That's awesome. And it's limited to 100. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then this one is a poster by Vinzel Tab. I want to also make that a cover, but I don't want to raise the printing costs too much.
Right.
They do charge you extra for every variant cover.
Yeah.
And if you're into like nude art, we have a nude version of the cover for those that are into that. And if you want to rep the series, you get a t-shirt with the logo. And another poster, but a naughty version if you're into that. And for those of you that want the single issues as well as the trade, you get all five issues and the trade.
Was this something I saw that was printed? Like you printed them individually and then you compiled them into this book?
Yeah.
Or yeah, okay.
Yeah, we did a Kickstarter campaign for every issue.
Okay.
Yeah, so the first issue did okay. We did like 200. Third one did 491. Issues 1 through 3 did over 800 each on Kickstarter. And if you add in the Indiegogo, it was about 1,000 each issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one is for people that are into collector stuff. You get a box. The box has all three covers, t-shirts, the poster. You get the variant cover, the noir edition. And you get some exclusive prints and holofoil cards. Then we have the add-ons. And we did unlock some stretch goals. So every pledge comes with a PDF and a print. If you're a physical backer, you get a print as well.
Awesome. Nice.
Thank you.
And this is Morgan Wade's work, huh? Shadow Daughter, and yeah, he's a good guy. These are great, man. So the campaigns, Marcel, you did five campaigns. Looks like the fan base is growing for the book. Are you finding that it's reaching a lot of people? I mean, 800 people, that's a lot of backers. What are some of the things that you're planning for this story in the future? Are you going to continue it, or is five issues?
Yeah, we're working on issue six right now. We plan for at least 24 issues. So yeah, we're gonna do a campaign after this ships. We're gonna do a campaign for issue six. Okay. Hopefully, this time we'll have issue six done before we launch the campaign. Mm-hmm. And so we get on a bi-monthly schedule of releasing an issue every other month.
Right. Got it. And so, but the book is complete at this point. Like all five issues are done, or you?
Yeah, all five issues are done. Yeah, we kickstarted them. We shipped them. The only thing that's not done for the trade is the backup story. We're working on that right now. Corolla is very fast, so that will be done like mid-July. So we'll go to print in August. Hopefully the paper shortage is fixed soon, so people don't have to wait, but we have a ship date of January just in case people have to wait.
Got it. Yeah, it looks good, man. Looks really, really good. Thank you.
Yeah, so basically what we're going to do right now is I'm going to give you the screen, and I want you to give your elevator pitch. Why LeFay? And then also, how can people find you on social media? So here you go.
All right. So LeFay is the story of Morgan LeFay, powerless in a modern setting, solving crimes for the occult underworld. So if you're into noir, you're into urban fantasy, it's the perfect story for you. You can find me on Twitter at Marcel_Dupree, Instagram Dupree Marcel, Facebook Marcel Dupree. You can find Evolucione on Twitter at Evolucione Pub. We're on Facebook, Evolucione Pub, Instagram, Evolucione Pub. I'm also on DeviantArt. Email is marcel at evolucionepub.com. We're also on Gumroad, Evolucione Pub. We're on Amazon. We're on Indie Planet, type in Evolucione. We're on Comixology, or what's left of Comixology. So, yeah.
Awesome. So is there anything that we haven't asked you that you'd like to let the audience know?
Just that LeFay is a really good story. You'll have fun. All of our backers have spread the word of mouth, that they're the reason why the book is wrong. Every issue, our backers read the issue. They tell all their friends about it. And word has spread. So yeah, we went from 200 backers to 800. That's exponential growth. And you can find out why by getting the book. You get all five issues. Awesome. And a backup story.
Fantastic. And I noticed on Twitter that you there's this another campaign that's coming, that's launching tomorrow. Is there anything that you have to deal with, or I saw it on your Twitter?
Yeah, it's my company, and I created the characters. So Project Shadow is launching tomorrow. It is a superhero book. It's about the government decided to use AI to figure out potential threats. Two government workers decided that they should recruit the threats to work for the government to take on bigger threats.
Right.
And we're going to see what could go wrong. We have, it's made up of six characters. Black Bishop, she's a British spy. She had two one-shots that came out. People enjoyed those. Vanquish, who is an international warlord. Range, who is a scientist who made a suit that can shrink and grow. Null, her powers is to nullify other people's powers.
Right.
Holes is he creates portals, and Mirage, whose job, whose powers make illusions. We that's a 5-issue miniseries. Issue 1 launches tomorrow on Kickstarter. We have a bunch of variant covers. You check my Twitter. You can see preview pages. That book is written by Guillermo Martinez. Art by Dildeep Singh. Colors by Chuck Michael Obak. Looks pretty. It looks pretty, if I do say so myself.
Good stuff, man. You're busy. You're busy. Yes, I love it, man. I love it. Good for you.
Yeah, I try to stay busy. I try to put out like 3 books a month.
Wow, that's excellent.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, and it's quality stuff, man. I really love what you're doing with this particular book for the Kickstarter. So that's awesome. Thank you. Keep it up. Yeah, keep it up.
Yeah, Project Shadows. Yes, I'm just gonna show it really quick so this way everyone sees what it is. I see you got 183 followers already. So obviously this one's gonna be just as successful. You seem to have the Midas touch.
Thanks.
Yeah, you got the magic formula, buddy. So, congratulations on this successful campaign. You still got several days to go. And then, and congratulations on the 183 people who already signed up for Project Shadow. So we wish you much success. And,
thank you.
Hit us up anytime.
All right, will do.
You got it, buddy.
Thank you, Marcel. Take care.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
You got it.
Yeah, so that was Marcel Dupree. I love the name. And the guy's killing it. The guy's killing the game and having fun at the same time. And check it out. The link's in the summary. Click that link. Head over there. Fantastic. Yeah.
No, yeah. It's really, really good, man. Really good. I mean, that artwork is ridiculous.
Just from what I've seen, just the production value is top notch.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man.
Top notch.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's good. It looks good. I mean, the story, you know, that the character he's chosen seems to have, a following. I mean, obviously, it's a famous character. You know, it's one of Merlin's characters in Merlin. So there's definitely, we talked about this a while ago, you know, talking about, you know, characters that are in open domain and how a lot of characters, you know, and this is not to take away from Marcel at all, because he's hustling and he's doing his thing, but they definitely come with that built-in fan base, right? Yeah. That once you dig into it, like, and it's a good story, because that's the other thing, because you can have a story about Morgan Le Fay, but if that story isn't good, you're not going to have the result that he's having, which is kudos to him, because he started with 200 backers and we're at 800. Oh, he was at 800 as of campaign number 5 or whatever it was. So you're talking about 1, 2, 3. And there was, like he said, exponential growth as the campaigns continued. So that's impressive, man. And, you know, for two guys that have been doing, you know, a bunch of Kickstarters, we know how hard it is to gather that kind of growth in that amount of time, especially when you're putting more than, you know, one campaign out there. You know, the first campaign, cool. The second campaign, you know, how are you going to do it in the second campaign? And how are you going to make that one grow? So good for you. I mean, Marcel's doing his thing. He's got 300 and something, backers already. He's got a week to go. So, you know, sky's the limit for him right now.
Yeah. Keep rising to the top. Well, my mom says, give it all you got. Give it all you got. Mm. Ain't no half stepping. I'm the big daddy king. Remember that?
No, I have no idea. No. Never heard no half stepping.
You never heard of it?
Of course I have. What do you mean? I remember that. I'm thinking I'm an old ass dude, bro. I know all that stuff.
Say that again.
Yeah, bro. Shit. No, but excellent. Excellent. If you guys haven't done so yet, you know, make sure you hit that pledge button on that campaign. 145 pages, graphic novel coming at you.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome stuff.
Awesome stuff. Yeah. So that's pretty dope. And again, you know, if you're watching this and you're on Facebook or Twitch and you haven't headed over, came over to YouTube, you know, come over to the YouTube channel, subscribe. Let us know that you dig the show. If you have some feedback about this episode, put it in the comments, you know, below on replay. If you're listening to us on all of the streaming platforms, head over to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, leave feedback on the streaming platforms. You know, the more people that talk about the craze, the higher we go in the ranking system and the algorithms start working in our favor. And when we grow, the indie community grows, right? Because we are the Indie Creators Podcast, right? So, you know, help us help you.
Help us help you.
And don't forget, I will be at the Dallas Fan Expo this weekend. It's going to be dope. Yes. I got my cooler. I'm going to have my sandwiches. We're going to be chilling. Yeah, it's going to be dope. So I'll be there all 3 days. Come and see me. And if you haven't done so already, please check out There's an Alien in My Toilet on Kickstarter. Where the heck did he go? There you go. Alien. Yeah, there's an alien in my toilet on Kickstarter. If you haven't pledged, please, you know, check it out. Back the campaign. There's a lot of incentives for you. You know, I'm giving things away, you know, so you get a free magnet for if you backed it during this campaign, during this live feed. If you're watching this on replay, just tag me on social media and say, Sam, I saw you on episode. What's this episode?
Put that number up there. Hold on.
436. Episode 436.
436.
You said, I saw you promote your campaign. I backed it. You will get a free magnet in your reward packet. If you're a physical backer, if you're digital, you'll get a digital version. Again, if we get to 50 backers, we're 15 away, there'll be a shirt that's being raffled. You see one of those shirts that's hanging back there? Be a shirt that's being raffled, right? So, and if we get, we got 15 days to do it. If we get to 100 backers, whew, that's a milestone. That's a long haul. Then there's free prints, right? Yeah, there's a whole lot of free stuff, man. What's up with that? So anyway, I would appreciate it if you do. And again, if you're a podcaster, there is a podcasting bundle where you can promote your show. Or if you're an indie comic creator, you want to promote your Kickstarter, you get 4 ads on Cast the Craze podcast. That's 1 ad a week on a different episode of the show where you are the official sponsor and we promote you on our social media feeds as well. So a lot in it for everybody. Check it out.
Check it out.
And, thank you for the number 602nd subscriber to the channel. We appreciate you. Pretty dope.
Yeah. Remember, we're on the road to 1,000. At 1,000, yes, we're going to have a nice big old party. We're going to be chilling, hanging out, giving stuff away. Yeah. I have actually, there's the anchor for the Adventures of Wonder Duck did a piece for me. It's an 11x17 crystal board piece that he did. So I'm raffling that bad boy off to a lucky winner, some original art that I didn't have on the campaign. I didn't have any original art on the campaign. But in this case, I do. So he was kind enough to do that. So sure. I will be showing that off, and hopefully, you know, we'll get to 1,000. You know, we'll get to 1,000 soon. Let's see qué pasa. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, who doesn't want to party with the crazy crew? Crazy crew. The crazy crew. Who doesn't want to party with you and me, or me and you? What you gonna do? So anyway,
write that down. The lyrics.
Yes, yeah.
You're very lyrical, man. You're very
our
lyrical.
Fans want to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. So yeah. So who doesn't want to party with us? So with that said, you know, we appreciate everybody who's been supporting us. This was another episode of Cast the Craze Podcast with another fantastic guest. We appreciate every single one of you. Thank you, Aurelis, for stopping by. Yes. And, with that said, I'm Sam the Crazy Man Vera.
George the Dreamer Medina. Peace.
And we are out. It's as easy as it does not.
Crazy. Acquiesce.
No, I was talking about my friend Acquiesce. I met him. Oh. Say my name.
Right? This is what you were thinking?
You described me. He said, I'm the idiot.
You're listening to Catch the Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze.
Bobby. Candy girl.